New Year's Day is always full of forecasts and predictions, the validity of which we'll leave up to you. But here are some things that we're fairly confident will be part of 2003. Ready? Silger. Shima. Cheeky. Lemon meringue. Gargoyle. And frond. Those are actually names of colors that are part of the 2003 color forecast, a kind of guidebook for designers of everything from automobiles to home furnishings to appliances. The forecast is put together every year by the Color Marketing Group. Joining us now is Ken Charbonneau. He's a color analyst and forecaster in New York City and a former president of the Color Marketing Group. Hello, Mr. Charbonneau.
Well, thank you very much.
What exactly is Shima?
Ah, Shima. It's all in the name. Shima is a color that has a gray undertone and also has about it some special effects, and that's where the name comes from. A lot of the colors today may be subtle, let's say in shades of gray or gray-green or something like that, but they have perhaps some pearlescent pigment in them that gives them, again, a shimmer, or in this case, as we're calling it, a shima.
Now, overall, what's 2003 going to look like? What are we going to see?
Well, one of the things about color is that it is influenced by everything that happens in our lives. So, of course, you know, we're concerned about the possibility of war. The economic situation of the country has been less than cheerful, certainly Wall Street and everything, and we are responding to that. And many of the colors we're forecasting are what I call healing colors, or colors that will give us a better sense of feeling better about ourselves and our lives. So a lot of them would be earth-related. They would be kind of earthy in feeling and content, rather than being, well, the opposite would be anything that looks harsh or looks like it's chemically made.
Let's go through some of the other colors for the 2003 forecast. Pinkle, for example. What's the difference between pink and pinkle?
Pinkle actually is just a little bit brighter a pink than we might have seen before. By the way, pink as a color range has been missing in the palette for quite some time. You know, we've gone through this whole phrase of, you know, roses and mauves and that kind of thing for a couple of years, but we're now seeing this very pretty colors returning to the palette.
There are color tones and palettes that are associated with certain periods of time. Many of us remember the era of Harvest Gold and Avocado Green from the 1970s and the grays and mauves of the 1980s. Are we likely to see those hues again?
Well, I'll have to tell you, my career started in Harvest Gold and Avocado Green and all of that period, and everything is being retroed. I could understand certain periods being retroed, you know, certainly the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, but my God, why we would ever bring back the 70s? Even, by the way, if colors are retroed, they never quite appear to be the same. What happens is they're just used differently.
So they're sneaking Harvest Gold and Avocado Green back into the palette. What are they calling it this time?
Yeah, we're not going to call it that, though. I swear if you called it Ralph Lauren Green, you could sell it anywhere.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Ken Charbonneau is a color consultant and forecaster in New York City.